Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the WDW Resorts Refuge Podcast. I am here again with Dale.
Hi!
And before we start our episode, Dad has something he wants to share about the Skyliner episode, which was like 4 episodes ago. So take it away.
Something like that. Okay, so we were on the Skyliner. First time we got on the Skyliner, we're riding it to Epcot from Pop Century. And what do we see as we're going back behind the countries?
I have no idea.
Fireworks?
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it was amazing. So The Epcot Forever show was lighting up the sky.
Nice.
Only thing that would have made it cooler is if they had piped the music into the sky.
Oh my goodness, that would have been awesome.
But knowing that I can go back and I can see Harmonious, and I wish I could have seen Illuminations because I could about sing that music to it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's cool.
So, anyway, yeah, we got to do that twice on the Skyliner. Just something for you to look forward to. If you time it right, it's very cool.
That's very nice. Today, our episode is about the Contemporary Resort. Now, on our recent episodes, we haven't talked about the Contemporary Resort at all. So,
it doesn't mean it's not one of our favorites.
Also true. Also true. But so today we would like to dedicate the whole episode to the Contemporary Resort, right?
Oh, absolutely.
So some of the amenities are obviously you can walk to Disney, walk to the Magic Kingdom from the resort. Obviously the monorail goes through the resort.
Love it.
Did you know there's a salon on the 3rd floor?
No, I had no idea.
There's a salon on the 3rd floor.
I saw you mention this to me, or at least I read it and from you, and I'm like, salon?
There's a salon on the 3rd floor,
yeah. There's a salon.
Uh-huh.
I know there's a spa at Grand Floridian,
exactly.
But I didn't know there was a salon at any of the resorts.
Yeah, it's really weird. There's a weird half floor at the Contemporary Resort.
Where's the half floor?
I'm not sure. Where's the half floor?
I think it's somewhere between the 3rd and the 4th or somewhere in there. I think the fitness center is on that
floor.
It has
like a super low ceiling. It's really weird.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's like under the monorail or something. Right?
Mm-hmm. Something.
Look for it. It's interesting.
Yeah. You have the Wave Lounge. You have the Garden Buildings, which are the buildings that I never knew existed, off to the side of the Contemporary Resort. It's like multiple different... Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I just wanted to say that I first figured out when they existed when I took the boat over to the Wilderness... No, Fort Wilderness.
Okay.
From the Magic Kingdom. And I saw these buildings over there. I'm like, what are those buildings by the Contemporary Resort?
Exactly.
Oh, they're contemporary rooms.
Mm-hmm. Really weird.
Okay.
Another thing is that it has beach access with hammocks. Right? Hammocks? Hammocks.
Hammocks. Some people say hammocks.
Hammocks?
Have you not heard that?
No, I haven't. All
right.
Let's see. You can see the electrical water pageant. Don't they, like, pipe in the music or something on, like, the beaches or something?
Yeah, it's either on the speakers. I think it's on the speakers beach.
Somewhere. Cool.
On the edge of the water.
Awesome.
Where you're standing.
And then the last thing is that they have the Pirates and Pals Fireworks Voyage, where you meet pirates, have snacks, and a fireworks cruise on Seven Seas Lagoon, right?
Yeah.
And they pipe in the music, obviously, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so, just making sure.
We've never done it, but it sounds like a lot of fun.
We should do it.
I'm up for it.
Okay, cool. We're going to do it next time we go. Okay, cool?
Drew's paying.
What? No! No!
All right, what else you got?
I kind of wanted to go into a little more detail with the Wave Lounge. When you go in, you have, like, these weird curved bars, I guess, that kind of mimic the waves going over you, right?
Yeah, they're lit up. They're the light fixtures. Mm-hmm. And
it's like a tunnel that you go into the Wave Lounge.
Yeah, it's like a semicircle that goes all the way around and over your
head.
It's like you're walking under the waves.
Exactly.
That's pretty neat. It's blue too.
Yeah, and then you have like a special circular room that's all blue and covered with fabrics, and it's very soft and very blue in there. So yeah, that's also a cool thing that I found neat.
Yeah, it gives you a certain vibe in there, kind of mm-hmm. I don't know, relaxed.
Something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cold.
Cold. Except for the candles on the tables.
Except for the candles on the table, which are really cool, though.
Yeah.
They
kind of, actually, we're going to get into this about with the concourse, the Grand Canyon concourse. They kind of remind me. The candle holders have the colors and the features. Kind of like the Grand Canyon.
Because it's tying it all together.
The layers of the rock.
Tying it all together. Yeah.
Yeah. Disney does that best.
Did you know the pool is a hidden Mickey?
I didn't know.
Yeah, the main pool is a hidden Mickey, and then they also have a slide there, which is kind of cool to slide on, right?
It looks amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It looks a lot of fun.
Yeah, and it's, of course, next to the beach, so you can go on the beach, too.
Right, lounge out on the beach. You can't go in the water, but you can lounge out on the beach and soak up the rays.
Yep, and then behind the slide, they have a little splash pad that's kind of like a nautical squid ocean-y type theme. And then they have one of the biggest kiddie pools I have ever seen. It is massive.
It's very large.
It's
you can fit a lot of people in that thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy.
I don't know why they have such a big one there.
Maybe the most people want to stay there. I don't know. Something.
That's neat, though.
Who knows? Another thing that's great about the Contemporary is their rooms, okay? So, you can see the fireworks from the rooms. They pipe in the music, right?
I think they do out on the balconies. I'm not really sure.
Maybe we'll find out if we stay there.
I would love that someday.
Yeah, but it's very contemporary, according to the name, obviously. Very black and sleek and modern. With the small pops of colors everywhere, right?
Yeah, I found something very interesting. I was looking at a picture of this, and I looked at the headboard above the bed, and I'm like, oh, movie screen. Why is there a big white rectangle above the bed?
Weird.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of strange.
Interesting.
That would be... There's some lighting on it, like some downlighting to where it would focus on maybe some artwork.
Maybe.
But there's not any artwork there. It feel like there should be, but...
Yeah.
Just found that an interesting
It's very weird.
Feature.
It's very weird. But yeah, the contemporary rooms are very, very nice to stay in. Another thing that's great about the contemporary is the California Grill, right?
Mm-hmm.
California Grill. So basically, it's like at the top of the contemporary, and you can see the castle and everything around it, and it's beautiful to look on, especially at night with all the lights. Right?
Yeah, floor-to-ceiling windows.
Mm-hmm.
If you get a seat...
It's a window wall.
...over the castle, I mean, that's absolutely amazing.
It is amazing. And then, obviously, you have Happily Ever After piping through, and you can see I lost my train of thought. Fireworks! That's what it is, fireworks. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
No, I don't have anything. What?
I was going to say, one funny thing is that the Contemporary is a lot smaller, or a lot shorter than Bay Lake Tower. So when I'm on Bay Lake Tower on top of World Lounge and I look down on the Contemporary, I'm like, this must suck to be you. Because I'm like taller than them. I'm like higher than them. And I feel like I have a better view. So, you know.
You might, but then again, we've never been up on the California Grill, so...
True.
That's
very true.
I imagine it's amazing. I've only heard good things about it.
Mm-hmm.
I hear the food is really, really good. And you can go outside, too. If you don't have a table where you can see Happily Ever After...
You can just go outside.
You can go outside, and you can watch, listen to it.
Yeah, and they have beautiful lights, some warm tones around. I mean, it's nice.
Yes, the earthy tones kind of... brings together the Grand Canyon feeling again.
Yep. So. One thing that we're doing differently this episode than some of the other resort episodes that we've done is the history. We're going to talk more about the history of the Contemporary Resort because it's a super old resort. Second oldest resort at the Walt Disney Resort, okay? First of all, the rooms were built off-site and then slid into the resort, which I think is really crazy. And what I was talking about a few seconds earlier is that it's the second oldest because the Polynesian Resort opened first because Walt Disney wanted to be at both resort openings. So he opened the Polynesian first and then went over to the Contemporary and it opened a few minutes later because Walt Disney wanted to be at the both openings, which I think is very cool.
Yeah, that's neat that he wanted to do that.
Yeah.
For those first two resorts.
Mm-hmm. It's very cool.
Something else is interesting. The design of the inside of the resort is brought from cruise ships.
Really?
Yeah.
Strange.
Well, cruise ships were really popular. Well, they're popular now. They've always been popular.
True. Disney Cruise Line.
But they're vacation. They make you feel like vacation. So... Mm-hmm. A lot of the interior is a wide and open atrium. You know, you have that big concourse that's open. Kind of the idea of cruising.
Cool. And then they look up, and then the rooms look up on the concourse, right? So.
Yeah, the doors are to the concourse, and then you can see outside of the room. You know, you can see the ocean usually.
Yeah,
most cool from a lot of cruise ship rooms.
That's cool. Another cool thing that I found is that, I mean, of course a lot of people probably know this. Of course some might not. But President Nixon held the famous Watergate presser from the Contemporary Resort.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
Do you know what he said?
I am not a crook.
Very good.
Boom, right. I did it.
I'm impressed. Okay.
Boom.
Good, good.
I win.
You win.
That's pretty cool.
The... Fiesta Fun Center.
What in the world is that?
That I wish I could have experienced.
No, me too.
Quick service with an arcade and a movie theater.
Giant arcade.
Oh, the arcade was massive. Mm-hmm. I've only seen pictures. I never got to see it.
Yeah.
It's a very, very, very big arcade. You can eat. I mean, it's just, it's a place where you can go and entertain yourself for hours.
That's crazy.
And people did. Just because, I mean, you just needed it, something else to do.
Yeah, and then back then there wasn't as much nighttime life at the resort, and so they built that at the Contemporary Resort to create kind of like that nighttime life. And then when there was more nighttime life or whatnot, they converted the Fiesta Fun Center into I think the Wave restaurant.
Yeah, there may have been one in between there. I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
But the Wave is where the Fiesta Fun Center was located.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Another cool thing that the Contemporary had was it had three towers. I mean, of course, the South Garden Towers isn't really a tower, but you get the idea. The tower in the north is the Garden Wing, and then there's the South Garden Wing, which is still there today. But the North Garden Wing was transformed into the Bay Lake Tower for DVC guests only, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I think I saw that, the Top of the World Lounge, I think you can get up there before 5 o'clock. If you're not DVC.
In the Bay Lake Tower?
Yeah.
Oh, that's news to me. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
But after 5 o'clock, it's strictly DVC and no one else.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are they serving drinks and food up there, do you think?
I don't, probably.
Before 5 o'clock?
I would assume so.
That would be cool.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's a cool thing.
I didn't know that.
Maybe, like, 4 or something, just to give the regular guests some time to drink.
Neat.
Yeah. So, that's cool.
Speaking of the Top of the World Lounge, there used to be a restaurant on top of the Contemporary Resort called Top of the World.
Strange.
Yeah, that's
right. I bet you the restaurant name was taken from the restaurant to the lounge.
That's a pretty good chance. Yeah. So, yeah, Top of the World moved over to Bay Lake. Mm-hmm. But before it moved over to Bay Lake, California Grill did take it over.
Nice.
But originally, at Top of the World Lounge, there was a show. The show was called Broadway at the Top.
Yeah.
So
it had a bunch of Broadway characters all around and just kind of having some fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's neat.
That is very cool.
Another early Disney nighttime entertainment.
Exactly, exactly. And did you know there used to be 13 restaurants at the Contemporary?
Wait. 13 at a time?
13.
I could choose from 13 different restaurants.
Yeah, like, a ton of them used to be in the concourse. Like, 3 or 4 used to be in the concourse at a time.
Dang.
Yeah. Obviously, a lot has closed. A lot. But they are still there, just under different names, like Chef Mickey's. Now, it used to be called the Contemporary Cafe. And we have lots of memories there, right?
Chef Mickey's, yes.
Chef Mickey's. It's amazing.
What is Chef Mickey's?
Chef Mickey's is the character meals with Mickey, Minnie, Goofy, Donald, and Pluto. It's very cool.
It is cool. It's the only character meal with all five, the Fab Five.
Really? I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yep.
Before we get to Chef Mickey, speaking of the Grand Canyon Concourse, what?
Go ahead.
Do you know how tall the Grand Canyon Concourse is? Because I don't.
Oh my gosh. You want it in feet or floors?
Floors. I want it in floors.
Let's see. It's got to be at least 8 floors.
9, I think.
9 floors? That does make sense to me.
Something.
I would have guessed 9 floors because there's a mural in there that's 90 feet tall.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What mural is that?
Oh, you can lead me into it. That's awesome. I guess I kind of led myself into it.
Boom.
All right. So, anyway, the mural, the 90-foot mural by Mary Blair.
That's a lot of feet.
Yeah, no kidding, about 9 stories worth. the concourse, the Grand Canyon Concourse, the walls, so the mural encases the elevator shafts, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the walls were originally going to be a shiny metal.
Really?
To be modern.
Weird.
Well, contemporary modern, yeah, they wanted it to be metal. Well, they kind of thought, okay, you know, that's kind of cool. We want this to be more of a warm feeling. So they went in and they changed the design idea to the Southwestern Grand Canyon theme.
Yeah, and then back in the day, they had, like, I've seen pictures of back in the day, the Grand Canyon Concourse was very nice and warm and colorful and had all these Grand Canyon colors in it.
Yeah, they want you to feel comfortable in there and to hang out in there.
Exactly.
Eat there, shop there, spend money there, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mary Blair, she is the artist who did the Small World at Disneyland.
Yeah.
Okay. So her style is to use things like, well, not things like, to make it look like you're using things like crepe paper and glitter and ribbon and other crafts and kind of make it look like a child designed it with construction paper. So it's kind of,
yeah.
It's kind of blocky people and, you know, the lines aren't really straight though.
Nope.
But
that's what makes it cool.
But there's different colors and different shapes just kind of all over the place.
Exactly.
And that's Mary Blair's style.
Cool.
And so she created this mural. It's an interpretation of the Grand Canyon. Basically her interpretation.
Okay.
From the canyon floor to the rim. And like I said, it's huge. 90 feet tall, encompasses the elevator shafts. Each wall tells a different part of her story about the children, the animals, the flora, and the geology of the Grand Canyon.
Well, that's cool.
So really, really focuses on what was in the Grand Canyon. Mary Blair, she called the mural the Pueblo Village.
Interesting.
So Pueblo Indians lived in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And they still do.
Yep.
She did a lot of the artwork in there based on some prehistoric petroglyphs.
Cool.
Some Pueblo murals, some Navajo ceremonial art, and sand paintings.
Interesting.
Yeah, and the colors, she didn't want just Grand Canyon colors, but she wanted it to speak to the North American art also, and the earth and the sky tones.
Nice.
Now, there's one particular thing about this mural that is interesting, I think. The most interesting thing.
Okay.
And that's in the upper right corner on one of the walls.
Okay.
There's a goat okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's a five-legged goat.
What?
Yeah, five legs.
Why did Mary Blair put a five-legged goat in her mural?
Right, it's a good question, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when Navajo did a lot of their art,
yeah,
they would purposely make it imperfect. So their idea was to indicate that...
Really?
Yeah, they wanted to indicate that nothing man makes should be perfect. Because doing so would be godly.
Huh.
So, God makes perfect things, man doesn't.
Interesting.
So she threw in something there that was imperfect, five-legged goat. And last little tidbit I have of this is that the murals, they use over 18,000 hand-painted, fire-glazed, one-foot square ceramic tiles.
What?
So 18,000 of these, somebody painted them.
That's crazy.
Stuck them up on the wall.
That's crazy.
So, it's absolutely amazing, absolutely beautiful, many colors. If you haven't seen it, go.
Yeah, I just learned a whole heck of a lot there, so thanks for that.
Glad I got
that. That's crazy. That's absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very cool. Another thing that we love there that we already talked about is the chef, Mickey's.
Yeah, we can get into a little more, though.
Right. So, I mean, you got the lounge area in the front and the nice, what would you call that? I don't know. I'm losing my train of thought again.
The Mickey Mouse?
Yeah. The registration desk. That's what I'm going to call it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to call it a registration desk. With the Chef Mickey's on top and the glass top and Mickey on top. Chef Mickey and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the lounge right outside there is the outer room lounge, by the way. And you can get drinks there, probably some appetizers.
Cool.
While you're waiting to get in Chef Mickey's, because it can be a long wait.
Very long. We've waited a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. But don't you get your picture with the little statue of Chef Mickey's? Chef Mickey?
Yeah, there's a little bitty Chef Mickey and a plate.
Interesting.
Yeah, well, he's a chef. It's a true restaurant, so true. Plate.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
But
well, that and it's a nice little white background.
For
your picture.
Yeah, and then the monorail, you can always see the monorail going by, and it's just amazing to see the monorail going through the concourse.
One of the most iconic things at Disney World.
Very iconic. And then, yeah, and we've had many experiences at Chef Mickey's that are extremely good. Like the self-serve dessert bar.
Man, you nailed it. You nailed it. My favorite thing about Chef Mickey's is the dessert bar.
Not the characters aren't your favorite?
My favorite thing about Chef Mickey's is the dessert bar.
Whatever.
What about the dessert bar?
Dessert, well, it's got ice cream, it's got...
Ooh, soft serve ice cream with the toppings.
Gosh, yes. It's got the cupcakes, got a bunch of different types of desserts there.
Key lime pie, and cheesecake,
yeah,
and
that.
Chocolate cake, and chocolate-covered strawberries, and mm-hmm. a whole bunch of other stuff that I can't think of right now.
Something. A lot of stuff.
And they're all really little.
Yeah. So
like they just fit barely in the palm of your hand.
And then you just keep going back and they refill it and refill it and refill it and eat as much as you want.
I could forget about the food and just eat dessert.
Yeah, you could, but I don't think you would be able to survive on just dessert.
Okay, but if I'm going there, I could just eat dessert. I'm at Disney World. I mean, come on.
Yeah, last time you tried to just eat dessert, it didn't go well.
No idea what you're talking
just
about.
Just saying.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Uh-huh, sure. Mm-hmm, sure.
That's the truth.
Whatever.
What else you got?
The other buffet part, the regular food, it's got salad, it's got chicken nuggets and chicken tenders for the little kids, it's got ham and pork and some other meats and veggie options. It's got everything that you might want to eat.
Yeah, and they got a chef in there who's cutting the...
Yep.
Prime rib in there.
Exactly. And then he'll ask you, how thick do you want it cut? It's like, I want it that thick. So there you go.
Yes. That thick and that fatty.
Yes. Yeah, that's because we're Americans. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, it's very contemporary. I mean, it's not the best theme, but it's the contemporary resort. I mean, what do you get, right?
Well, the thing is, the theming, the monorail going through there is part of it.
True.
The Mary Boy mural behind it is part of it.
Also true.
The Mickey on top of the little tower in the middle is part of it. So
true.
That's it, the theme is not all in the restaurant. They got a little hidden Mickeys on the back of the chairs, by the way.
Oh yeah.
The theme is not just in the restaurant; it's everything around it in the Grand Canyon Concourse as well.
Also true.
I think.
Yeah, that's very cool. And then we've had so much fun there. It's just a blast to eat there. And all the characters get to come around. And then they have the same personality that they have everywhere else in the resort, which I think is really cool.
The characters.
Not the resort. The contemporary resort. The Disney resort.
Characters.
Yeah, the characters. Yes,
absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is very cool. So, yeah.
It's fun meeting the characters.
It is so much fun.
Even for me.
Goofy's my favorite character to meet.
Yeah, I do like Goofy.
He's my favorite character. Sorry, Mickey, Minnie, Donald, Pluto.
I'm a big fan of Chip and Dale, honestly.
Ooh, Chip and Dale are really cool.
Okay.
They're really cool.
Yeah, I like the interaction between them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are some...
They're not here, though.
No. But, yeah, it's very cool to eat at this restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is very cool. I keep saying cool. Why do I keep saying cool?
It's your word right now.
It's my word right now. Just like, what was it? I don't know.
A few episodes ago, it was geometric, or...
Oh, that's what it was, geometric.
There you go.
That's what it was, geometric. I'm
talking, yeah.
Another thing that is amazing is the Fantasia shop, which could have a lot of different things that you might want as a souvenir at Disney, right? So it's got the pins, it's got the plushes, it's got the toys, it's got... journals, it's got whatever you might want. It's not like World of Disney, but it has a bunch of cool generic stuff that you can find in the gift shop. So.
Yeah, it's... The items are kind of your general mm-hmm. Disney gift shop items.
True.
But it's in the Grand Canyon Concourse.
Also true. And then it has, like, the giant Mickey that goes around it, and the Fantasia, and the... It's all open, so you can see the top. It's like 8 stories higher than you. It's like really cool.
Yeah, there's no ceiling on it. It's right in the middle of the concourse. Mm-hmm.
That's where like half of the restaurants were, though. Just saying. Just to give you an idea of where the restaurants might be.
Where the shop is?
Yeah, they were in the middle of the concourse. And where the other gift shop is. Yeah. The one to the one on the side under the thing. And mm-hmm. somewhere to the left. They were just all over.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
But yeah, it's very cool. But yeah, and then they have the more... Go ahead. You gonna say something?
I just enjoy... I say it's just generic stuff, but I enjoy walking through there with you guys.
It's very cool.
Yeah, with the kids.
I like seeing the generic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's very nice. And then you have the more grown-up shop on the right, left, wherever you're looking, underneath the ceiling.
Can I say something else?
Yeah, you can say something else.
Where the giant big Mickeys that you walk through where the door is to get into this, there are glass doors.
Why aren't they never closed?
They can close them. So if the store closes, they close the doors.
Hmm.
But there's no roof on it.
That's weird.
So I guess theoretically, you could climb over it.
Theoretically, you could.
I just thought that was interesting.
That is very interesting.
Where they have doors but no roof.
Weird.
Okay, the other store, though, is very cool. Go ahead.
The other store is more grown-up-y, not for kids as much. More for grown-ups to look for stuff like accessories or home decor, stuff like that.
Yeah, clothing.
Yeah.
And jewelry.
Yeah, everything's really cool. So, yeah. That's all I got.
That's all you got?
Joking.
Oh.
Actually, I got some more stuff.
You do?
Not about the... I lost my train of thought again. Oh my gosh, this keeps happening to me.
Gift shop,
thank you. I don't have more stuff about the gift shop, but I have more stuff about stuff.
Oh, good, I'm glad.
One thing that I would like to say is the Christmas at the Contemporary Resort.
Christmas, that's right.
Christmas is very cool. But yeah, and then they make the gingerbread thing, and then I think last year was Frozen. So they mean like a 2D Frozen display out of gingerbread.
Yeah, that was really neat.
That was really neat. Yeah, we got to see it. Was it last year?
We were there 2 years.
2 years ago?
Two Christmases ago.
It was two Christmases ago. My bad.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's very cool. pretty cool.
Yeah, I like seeing the gingerbread stuff there. I'm glad they did do a gingerbread thing there as well. The giant out front of the building is the giant Christmas tree.
Yeah. I don't remember seeing that. But yeah, cool.
There is. It's like three stories tall. It's huge.
It's giant Christmas tree. Now, I got a question. Ready? You ready for my question? It's a big one.
Okay.
Would you stay at this resort?
How much do I gotta pay?
$1 million.
If I have $1 million? Yeah, absolutely.
Would you stay in the tower or would you stay in the garden wing thing?
If I only had one opportunity, I would want to stay with a Magic Kingdom View room. Mm. Probably as high as possible.
Yeah?
If I get multiple chances to stay there, I would like to try out a garden room just to see.
It's probably more peaceful than the tower.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more quiet and peaceful and more secluded if people like that. So.
Yeah, and you get a Bay Lake view or a Seven Seas Lagoon view.
Yeah, it's nice.
Polynesian Resort view.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, I would also stay there and stay in the tower. Stay in one of the interior rooms that overlooks the concourse.
Which
would be very nice.
Oh, yeah. It would be neat just to hang out on the balcony in the concourse and just look down and watch people watch, monorail watch.
Yeah, that's very nice. I have another question, ready?
I think so.
What is your favorite thing about this resort?
Okay. It wouldn't be the Contemporary Resort without the monorail going through it.
True.
Take out everything else. If the monorail still goes through it, it's pretty darn cool. I think that has got to be my favorite thing about the Contemporary Resort.
Cool.
Yeah. What about you?
My favorite thing would be Chef Mickey's.
Oh, nice.
The food is great. The characters are great. And if you sit in the right place, you can see the Mary Blair mural and the monorail going through.
There you go.
So, 3-in-1, Chef Mickey's.
Nice.
Boom.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Good choice.
Thank you. Do you have anything else to add?
I wish I did. It's just such an amazing place.
You don't have anything else to add? We're speechless.
Do you have anything else to add?
No, I don't think so. I wish I could have seen it back in the day, to be honest. See how it was. See all the giant game room and all the restaurants and the concourse and whatnot.
Oh yeah. It was because it was decorated completely different. Contemporary back then was different than it is now.
It is. Like, they had all these warm colors and now it's just gray.
That's the style now, like, of everywhere. True. It's gray.
True. Except for the Mary Blair mural. That's not gray.
No, because they wanted it to be nice and warm in there and welcoming. Way to be in there.
Mm-hmm.
The chairs they used to have in the rooms, they used to have these plastic chairs.
Ew.
They were kind of rounded chairs.
Ew.
That was a contemporary thing, though. That was the thing back in the 70s, I guess.
Interesting. Well, what would you call it now? Mid-century modern or something? Is that what you would call it now?
I would call it maybe.
Something? I don't know. Designers can email us.
Yeah, please, if you have words for this. I can't really describe style.
Me neither. No. Yeah. Go ahead.
Some of the amazing things, you know, I went online, I looked for some pictures of the construction.
Mm-hmm.
Just how they brought in the rooms on the back of a semi.
Mm-hmm.
A flatbed. They picked the entire room up with a crane.
Crazy.
The whole thing, they picked it up. And they lined it up with the side of the building. They just slid on in.
That allows you to do faster construction.
Yeah, it does.
And didn't you have a joke for that? Come on, I want to hear the joke.
Okay, so I saw the picture of the crane and carrying this room. Okay, and it's way above the ground, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it reminded me of, like, a video I've seen where you got the little porta potty, the little blue porta potty outside. You know, the single little potty that stinks really bad. And you're just hoping that they have hand sanitizer in there. Yeah. And sometimes they don't. Yeah, I hate that. Anyway, anyway, it made me think of a video where this guy goes in there and then his construction worker buddies hook up the crane to the top of the porta potty. And they lift the porta potty way up in the air, and this guy's, you know, he's sitting in there doing his business, and it's like, whoa, what's going on? The whole thing's shaking like crazy. Yeah, that's what this picture reminds me of. Picking up the room.
Oh my goodness.
I told you earlier, I said, I hope no one was sleeping in that thing. Man.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
It's really cool, though.
That's hilarious.
How they did it. That's I think they built the Polynesian in the same way.
They did. Yeah, that's hilarious. I can't conceal my laughter from that. That's how funny it is.
Well, good. I'm glad my dad joke was good.
Okay. And on that note, that's our show.
Thanks for joining us.
What do we got? What email? You probably know our email by now, right?
We'll say it.
Walt Disney Resorts with the S at gmail.com. And then we got the Instagram. What?
Walt Disney Resorts podcast at gmail.com.
I totally forgot about the podcast. Whoops, my bad. Podcast at gmail.com. And then we got the Instagram posting a picture every single day. Even if it isn't of the resort, because we don't have that many pictures of the resorts.
But we're using our own pictures.
Yes, we are using our own pictures. We got like 700 or 800 pictures, so you know, we're good.
We'll go for a few.
Just a few. Just a few. But yeah, I think I had lots of fun today.
I did too. Love contemporary.
It's awesome.
Love talking about Disney.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. Right. See you later, Dad.
See ya.
Okay, bye.